All right, now that I've got the cock out of my mouth, we can begin. Hey, what's up, motherfuckers? Welcome back to episode 15 of this shit podcast nobody listens to. Glad you guys do, though. This week's episode, we'll be doing a fucking Q&A, which for you troglodytes out there, that stands for question and answer. And that was a dog. Anyway, all my other hosts are here. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Plus one retard.
Oh, I guess I need to go first in alphabetical order. It's your girl, Mom, or AC, or whatever you want to call me. Just, you know, I'm back. I've been gone for a while, but I'm here.
And, yeah, Brian's here, too. Anyway.
Yeah, he's muted.
It's fucking... Oh, wait, shit. It's Rabbit, and I'm here to fuck shit up.
Okay, we're going to clip that, and we're going to put it at the front of the episode. Anyway.
I guess that's me now then, huh? So yeah, I am November Whiskey. I am the, I guess, guest that kind of just randomly showed up here today.
You're supposed to replace one of our other hosts who's driving back from Montana right now, and his connection's absolute shit.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so I put out a post on our Instagram, and I asked you guys to send us questions, and you guys sent in some questions that were really intelligent and some questions that just disappointed me. So what do you guys want to go to? You guys want to go to the intelligent ones or the retard ones that we would usually pick first?
Retard ones.
Retard ones and then Alrighty. Some serious ones and finish it out with some retard ones.
I like it.
Brody Scarlet 1 asked, are traps gay?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay,
but
so...
I did have to think about that one, so...
Hold on.
There was some hesitation.
All right.
So,
I
may be confused.
The Alabama groups have already had this conversation.
Wait.
And we decided they're gay.
Hold on. I need some explanations here, because I asked around. I don't know what the fuck a trap is. So, like, can I get an explanation?
I can't tell if you're trolling or you actually
don't
know.
No, I'm deadass. I'm not. I like, Googled this shit, too. I could not find it.
From my understanding of it, am I really the one that should explain? Okay.
Traps are transvestites.
What's a transvestite?
What
sounds like a science.
A trap is someone you think is of the opposite sex and is not.
Oh, that's
so like
traps.
You see this girl and you're like, man, she looks pretty good, and you find out it's a dude.
Yeah.
No, dude, traps a dude. That's just transgender.
No, okay, okay. So, if you unknowingly, like, make out with a trap and then get back to your place and then you find out it's a dude, it wasn't gay because you didn't know that it was a dude.
Hold on.
But it is if you keep going with it.
Wait. I would say that makes you gay, like, because you kissed a man. Like, you can't come back from that.
No, you
That's what the question are traps gay is really asking. It's asking if being attracted to one makes you gay.
Well,
that's what the question really is.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, dude. Like, there's attractive guys. Like, dude, I mean, I can be attracted to somebody and like not want to fuck them. Like, dude, that's a handsome guy over there.
Yeah, how do you learn this power?
I think it matters if you know. Like, at what point do you know? Like, do you
I
know?
Fuck them?
No, that they have a penis.
Yes, thank you. Like, do you know? And then, like, say, fuck it, I'll do it anyway. I made it this far, you know?
But, like, what do you do when you're hitting it? Like, you gotta, like, touch it? Or?
I mean, it's desperate times in this quarantine. You gotta do what you gotta do.
I mean, technically, that probably puts you in this weird box. Well, not weird box, but it puts you in a different category. But it's still technically on that whole... spectrum of
I'd just like
queer.
To say, what if somebody who's never listened to our podcast before and just clicks this one?
They're in for
They'll
a wild
think that
ride.
We're fucking transphobic. Oh god, I just.
Oh god.
I've been trying to not curse on the podcast, and here we went. But whatever.
Didn't you just say God?
No, I said fucking.
You said it again.
Yeah.
Hold on. What'd you say?
I'm not saying it. You started
with
time.
An F and ended with a G.
A frickin'.
Yep, yeah, friggin'.
Heckin'. Anyway, so now that we've got fucking that question out of the way, let me look for another one.
But did we answer it, though?
I believe we do.
Traps
I think
are
we.
Gay.
Traps are gay.
Okay, we might not have come to a conclusion, but we just got everybody's opinion out there.
We're not transphobic. Let's just put that out there.
I just
don't like things that have penises.
Yes, right. if I found out, I would not continue.
Dude, if I found out I had a penis, I'd be pretty
If I found out and I already kissed him, I'd be a little sad.
I'd be upset.
What if you a good kisser?
I mean, it makes it better, but like
I'd still be concerned.
Hold on, what if it's like wiping your tears with $100 bills. Like, you're still sad, but not as bad.
You never know if you're homosexual unless you try it. So,
wait,
are you trying to tell us you're bad?
Well, I mean, you never know until you try it. Like, did you know you like s'mores until you tried a s'more?
Oh, like, I knew I was going to like s'mores.
Yeah, as you said, that's when you kind of just be like, yeah, it's going to be good as fuck.
Yeah, like, just like look at the ingredients.
Yeah, when I look at gay sex, I'm like, yeah, that doesn't really strike me as appealing.
It doesn't really stroke you the right way.
Yeah.
Strokes him the right way every time.
So I am going to move on to the next question now.
No. Let me say one thing. We had to have this conversation in Alabama because we have an ongoing fight over who has the biggest schlong, whether it's me or Andy. I just said his name, it is fine. They all concluded that he's gay because traps are gay. And if I have the bigger schlong, that means he's gay, and I'm the trap.
Okay,
checkmate atheist. Yes.
God damn it. Next question. Connell said, "When is this?" That's my question. He was asking where we're doing this episode.
Right now, baby.
Okay. Oh, we got that out of the way. _scout_19 asked, "What's your favorite sandwich?"
That's a tall question.
Yeah, we're gonna go down the list here and start with mom or what?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't care.
I need time to think about it.
You know what? I'll answer. Can I answer real quick? So I really think this depends on the day and my mood. Like right now, I could totally go for a nice fucking BLT. Like that sounds amazing. But like on another day, I could go for a fucking brioche bun, some fucking ham, sour cream, avocado, fucking tomato. Oh, sounds so good.
Oh, wait, like, I've come up with my answer.
Okay.
Go on, but...
No, I was done. Like, it was just, my answer was like, it depends on if I'm, like, on my period or not.
Well, understandable.
Technically, burgers are sandwiches.
I was just going to bring
it up. So, I'm going to say, there's a place here called Baumhauer's, and they have this thing called a burger. And it has, they like melt cheese over the burger, and it's so good. That would be my favorite sandwich.
Wait, hold on. Do they like put a slice of cheese and let it melt, or do they like drizzle?
I think it's already melted and it's drizzled.
Wait, can you say that again? What is it like?
Fiercely writes down notes.
It's a cheeseburger.
It's essentially like they put cheese pretty similar to queso over it.
Oh. Okay,
and I want to say bacon is involved, but I might be wrong.
It's very, very possible, yeah.
If this is your favorite burger, you should know.
Listen, I haven't been there in a while.
Dude, okay, so chili burgers and peanut butter burgers, so fucking good.
Mac and cheese burgers?
Oh, no, you're a
I fuck with that.
Okay. Tommy. Okay.
Mugshots okay. has one that's.
Hold on. Everybody stop.
Grilled cheese buns.
Are we just throwing shit on burgers now and like calling it a sandwich? or are we going to do like a sandwich that everybody knows what the fuck we're talking about?
Listen, two grilled cheeses, a burger patty, and mac and cheese.
Hold on. That's just a burger with extra bread. Like a cheeseburger with more bread than like usual.
Clearly, like you haven't lived, Matt. Fuck.
Cheeseburger. Both extra steps.
If y'all have a mugshots near you, you can get that. And it's so good.
I've never heard of a mugshot.
Not yet.
Mugshots? I don't know if that's a local thing or not. So
they won't even catch me. Try, bitches.
Anyway.
Anywho. All right. So, anybody else want to talk about meat and bread?
Oh, here.
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite sandwich, croque monsieur. Any day
the
of the week.
What is that?
Explain.
Croque monsieur.
My class.
It's basically a fancy grilled cheese. It's a okay. It's like, okay, so you get like a fuck ton of cheese, ham.
Sure.
Grill it.
It's a hot ham and cheese, you fucking.
No, listen. Here's what sets it off from everything else. There's cheese on top.
Oh, wow.
It's melted. It's delicious.
I question that. I'm questioning your choices right now.
Press X to doubt.
Like fucking, I bet it's like 20 yeah. bucks at whatever restaurant you fucking go to.
Oh, I can make it here at home. Like I can
no, 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 I'm serious. Out. Like that fucking. Like, I don't know why, but that made me fucking crack up. Anyway, let me find another question. Banter.
We didn't all answer it.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
even fuck
like
what your answers are.
Replacement okay, well, Connell out.
I'm gonna say that. Let's see. If I were to. Damn good question. Actually, I could fuck with a 4x4, but I it's just always ends up being too much food.
Hold on, what's a 4x4?
In and out.
Yeah, we don't.
But
have
if you go like a sandwich, like it'd be definitely be a custom job for me. Like a hoagie or a sub. Ooh. It'd have to be like some solid chicken breasts. Most recent one I've done that actually is damn good. It's chicken breasts, pepperoni, and bacon. And then throw on pepper jack and provolone. Throw that bitch in the oven for a little bit. You know, get her all crispy and melted. Then you take some sliced tomatoes, spinach, lettuce, black olives, banana peppers, green peppers, onions, pickles. Drizzle all that on there. And then a little bit of honey mustard and a little bit of real mayonnaise, and you'll be good to go.
Hellman's.
Yeah. Yeah, real mayonnaise. Not as Miracle Whip bullshit.
Oh, fucking, I love you. Like, you gained, like, 2 points.
Just because of that.
Yeah, that's literally it.
All right, understandable.
Y'all, I discovered the other day that ranch is mostly mayo, and I was disgusted for a little bit. But then I got over it. I just need everyone to know that.
Have you never made ranch?
No.
No. No.
I get mine out of the Hidden Valley jug.
I get it from restaurants.
I make ranch. Anyway. Hashtag agorism.
I need to, but I'm poor.
So, Rocky Mountain Agorist, which is one of the fucking high points, he asked, why is Matt a simp?
That's a question only you can answer, buddy.
It's a good question, though.
It is a
solid question. The world may never know.
All right, well, I'll go into depth. It's because I'm lonely, and I have no friends. Anyway, we're going to move on.
glossing over that question.
Okay, so _scout_19 had another question. He said, how did the buffaloes come to be?
Wow, an actual question?
Do you guys mind if I try to tell the story and then?
So it all started with Rabbit, right?
Wait, what?
Actually, it was all November Whiskey.
He was the linchpin.
Well, it really kind of did, didn't it? Wasn't it? Rabbit and Matt were kind of like, let's do a thing. And then Matt reached out to the rest of us. Because we were all in the same rep group for the chats that Libertarian Renegade has, and the rep group just means that we're kind of the liaison for our date or whatever between.
I have since retired.
Yeah, now it's Rabbit, but that's where we all met, and we kind of became friends because we all kind of broke off into our own little groups from there, and yeah, That's my neat. Best wave.
Okay, so another little fun fact. Literally, all of us are about 100 miles apart from each of each other.
Yeah, but, and then there's me, who's even further from all
AC
of
is like 600. And yeah. Then November Whiskey is like driving distance from me. Not really. I wish he was.
Connell's pretty close to you too, right?
I'm driving distance.
Yeah,
probably
I can
drive
here,
Matt. It'd be all day though, but you could definitely
do
it.
Honestly, man, I'm probably gonna do it sometime this summer.
If I can do it,
I'll come through. I'm going to. I don't give a fuck if there's a quarantine in place yet or not.
Yeah, dude, I'll shoot my way past the National Guard.
You guys follow quarantine?
No, just like. Going on a 4,000-mile road trip, I might run into some issues, so...
That's all right.
Imagine following the laws of...
Get this. They're going to make us wear masks at school.
Nice.
Yeah, gay.
You're
going to
get so detention
for not doing
it. Two things.
Going to school, so... Like, I mean, my dad
said... I'm homeschooled now.
My dad said, if they're going to make you wear masks, I'm not going to make you go to school. I was like, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Or...
bet.
Or go order up a plague doctor mask, or a Bane mask.
A Bane mask.
I can take my.
No one cared who I was until I put on the mask.
Exactly.
My same. MFA, like fucking CBRN mask.
Yeah, put your CBRN mask on and wear that fucker.
Like, just make sure you have your.
Said that I had to wear a mask, so I mean.
Here I am.
Make sure you got your Seaburn boy patch on your fucking backpack, okay?
Why would I I don't have a tactical backpack. I'm not one of those.
No, kids. Just fucking sew that bitch on, dude.
Gray man tactics.
Gray man.
Seaburn's gonna listen to this and be like, you fucking bitches.
He's like,
that's what do you think Seaburn listens to your podcast?
He does. No. Well, no, not really. I don't fucking know who listens to our podcast. I don't know our analysts. There could be like 5 people.
Hey, man, that's a lot of people.
But anyway, continue with the story.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, that was the story.
Next question. All right,
we're going to the next question?
Yeah.
Next question, yes.
All right. Oh, fucking let me find a good one.
Just go down the line, bro.
No, because like some of they're just like tiptoey.
Like what? Have you ever drilled a third pin? No, you fucking
idiot. No, it's like some of them are really serious. Okay, I like this one. Landers Outdoors asks, how each of you practice agorism day to day? I like that question. You guys want to start?
By building a garden.
You build a garden every day?
Single day.
Every day.
He said daily. Like, how do you practice agorism daily? For instance, we collect rainwater in order to fucking water our plants.
You got one license thing that for do. That?
Yeah, you it's the fucking my that, will to live.
You don't have that, though.
No, I don't have that either, but...
Every time I don't claim my tips.
No, but how do you guys practice agorism? Brian?
Hasn't been recently, but I buy a lot of secondhand gear off of guys on Instagram.
Hell yeah, but do you use that, Fiat Country?
No, usually use PayPal.
Do you pay only in Bitcoin?
Yeah, no, I haven't gotten that far into it yet, but other than that, I mean, I'd say that a lot of the stuff we do is just, I do, is just like local commerce with other farmers, but with my job right now, I'm like 300-400 miles away from home, so I don't really fucking know anybody out here. I don't have any resources to practice agorism. So a lot of it's just like, oh, this farmer needed us to fucking help plow his field, you know, do spring tillage, and you paid us whatever for it. Here's your cut. And like, all right, cool, thanks. So... just since I'm part owner, I get certain perks of not having to be there. But I'd say that's probably the biggest part of how I practice agorism. Just kind of agorism. And with my job and what I do and where I'm at all the time, it's hard for me to practice that because I'm staying in a hotel. I have to pay for fuel because I travel so much. Well, I have to get fuel because I travel so much. I have to eat in either a restaurant or at a gas station or something like that. It's difficult for me to practice a market based on a local economy when I'm not in my local economy most of the fucking time. So other than me, like, smuggling moonshine out to my where I'm at, which I don't do,
allegedly.
there's really no way for me to, sell drugs, run guns.
You have cows though, don't you?
I do have cows, but I'm gonna eat
there
them
you
all.
Go. Well,
unless I'm gonna like, eat them all.
That's still yours, like, though.
I kind of. It's almost more like counter economics in that I'm not paying for farmed, like commercial beef. Am I gonna sell any of it? Maybe, probably not. Am I gonna give any of it away or trade it? I know of, like, two people on my list that I know that might that'll probably get some, but that's about it.
I have goats.
My cows are very restricted as far as who might get some of the meat, mainly because I'm being petty about it. And a lot of people, the breed of cattle I have are Scottish Highlanders, and they look odd compared to your standard Angus. And I had multiple people ask me why I want to get that weird fucking breed, and why don't I just get a normal Angus like everybody else? And so yeah, I'm just being petty, and I'm not going to give them or sell them any beef, so they can fuck off, go get their own black Angus then.
That's yeah, fine. Go fuck themselves. What's your favorite breed of cows?
Probably a Highland. Either American Highlands are bigger, but Scottish Highlanders are more traditional, obviously. I would love a legitimate mini Highland, but that's just because they're small and they stay small. But
they're cute.
I mean, they still get to be like 300 fucking pounds, but
Charolais are mine. They're so fucking cute.
Yeah. Jerseys are adorable too.
I was going to say Jerseys like just in. I fucking love you. Yeah, everybody who doesn't know breeds of cattle are going to have to Google some shit after this.
Yeah, you're going to have to Google it. I can appreciate a belt of Galloway too.
They're
amazing, but they're all right.
Fucking anyway. The standard like red Angus is pretty too. We're doing the next ones. All right.
Rabbit, you're up.
So I got a truck recently, which is from a private seller, which is agorism. Am I wrong?
It's agorism.
Egorism, yes. So that's Igor. how I have recently practiced egorism. Okay, continue.
You sure? Anybody else have something?
I would practice it more if I didn't live in an apartment. And it's really hard to...
Big truth.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like that. It really do.
Yeah, but as soon as I move out and have, like, an actual house, you bet I'll be learning to garden and things like that. When I did to-go's at work, they would have no way of knowing if I claimed my tips or not. I think that's agorism, if I don't claim my tips.
Something you could
allegedly
have done. Something you could have possibly done with that also was if somebody didn't pick up or claim their meal that they ordered, you could theoretically go around and sell that. Flip it.
Yeah.
But for Bitcoin.
Theoretically, just take it for myself.
Put it up on Craigslist.
Yeah, dude. Two-day-old...
Probably could Facebook Marketplace Texas Roadhouse food. No
lie. Ours doesn't have the greatest reputation. We're kind of in a not wonderful part of town. Also, Tuscaloosa
is kind of... Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Ghetto house.
We are. Our group message is Texas Trap House, so...
I was just going to say Texas Trap House.
That's what we have. That's the name of our group message, yeah. And also, anybody that's from Alabama knows that Tuscaloosa is low-key kind of ghetto everywhere except for the rich parts. There's like really rich places, like the part of town where Nick Saban lives, and then everything else is ghetto.
No idea who the fuck Nick Saban is.
Are you fucking kidding me, guy?
The football coach.
Yeah, why the fuck would I know that?
Because a lot of people know this man.
Especially in Alabama.
He can go fuck himself.
Hundreds of people write him in every election in Alabama.
Yeah, well, that's Alabama.
There's God football and Nick Saban.
Yeah,
God football, NASCAR, or Nick Saban.
Nick Saban is the person who pays for my schooling, pretty much.
What the fuck does Nick Saban do with his life? Like,
coaches football.
Yeah, and makes
millions.
Well,
he must not be that fucking good, because I've never heard of
him. He makes millions doing it, okay?
That was the most, like, ignorant thing. I never heard of this guy before, so he must suck at his job.
Who's this god?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that is solid logic.
What did he coach again?
Football.
Football. What's that?
Water polo. Fuck is water polo?
Foosball's the devil.
This is a double stack 1911 in 45. Oh, God. Oh, fuck.
Okay, next question. We're just going to go with it. So this is kind of more of a whatever most of y'all smart people question. What do you believe is the most crucial part of OPSEC in regards to the online liberty community? Asks Cowboy underscore actual 1839. Get a new username, fucking retard.
That's a spicy question.
I was asking a question.
That's it. That's the important part. Know who you're talking to. That's the most important part.
Keep it short and simple.
Until you meet these people in person, you don't know who the fuck they are. They can be feds.
Right.
And if you're the one getting fucking red flagged or whatever, just get it to one person and let them disseminate information from there.
Oh my god, when none of us have ever met each other in person.
Right. But I mean, I think that was the point of these groups and everything, that
was to meet people.
Yeah. So we have some kind of community of trust to
speaking of, I am actually this upcoming weekend organizing, so over Memorial Weekend, surprisingly enough, I'm gonna have a range day with I don't know how many, a bunch of Minnesota boys, but I got some guys coming up from Iowa too. The ones that Crab was shooting with that one day with the Mark 18.
Guns for the Poors?
No.
Wasn't him?
I think it's a Burners or something. I'll fucking track them down. But yeah, they're cool dudes. They're coming up from Iowa. They're going to do some shooting and whatnot. I was chatting with them. They're cool. They were interested in some long-range stuff. And with my recently acquired toy, they asked me my opinion on it, and I was like, I would get this set up instead of what I got if you have the money. So, but anyway, cool guys. It should be a good time. And yeah, now we're the first, second or third actual like Minnesota meetup of meeting people that you're in these group chats with, because that's the most important part of OPSEC is knowing who the fuck you're talking to.
Also, don't say anything incriminating. Don't say anything you wouldn't say to your judge or your grandmother.
Yeah.
Oops.
Technically, yeah. Alabama has a meetup every weekend, but it's a like... two-person meetup.
It's your fiance.
Boyfriend still.
I thought you guys were getting married.
Yes, but...
They can't go to Vegas right now. It's shut down still.
Yeah. He's being weird about it. We're not getting into this. It's a different... Okay. I mean, he's gonna, but he's insisting on a wedding, and I want to elope, and that's all you need to know. Oh, and Matt muted, so...
All invited, right?
I want to keep talking about this, so...
So, I don't know. November Whiskey, what do you think the most important part of OPSEC and the online liberty community is?
I think you kind of nailed it with know who you're talking to. You know, fuck anonymity. All my homies know each other.
Right. And then that's kind of the thing is every time we bring in a new person to one of these group chats, I kind of shut down for a little while and like
feel it out.
Yeah, feel it out. Like figure out who it is. And I absolutely hate when somebody in one of my stage chats just randomly adds one of their friends. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? Okay.
Or like, I want them to clear it with me first.
Yeah, like, at least ask me. Because, like, there was a time when, like, fucking 5 or 6 people got added, like, dipped in, like, hopped down for their opinion, and then dipped out of the chat again. I'm like, that's not what the fuck this is for.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just show up whenever you feel like it.
That's why I like the way that Renegade's reorganizing the chats, doing, like, a waiting room chat or whatever. So you have time to feel out the person before adding them to the
app. Yeah, I think that some state reps kind of started that.
Yeah, we've already started it, and we've got 2 new guys in our chat, and there's 5 of us that are OG folks. And so we just kind of talk to them, get a feel for them, make sure they're not sketchy.
Feds?
Yeah.
Feds or fascists or psychotic, like the New York rep tends to be.
Just fucking weirdos.
Yeah. Don't get me started on fucking fascists.
Yeah, our other rep has already said multiple times to these new guys, we're not boog boys, we're not planning the boog. You can joke about it, but this is not what this is for. Just to go ahead and be like, we ain't about this.
Ain't about that life.
No.
Especially since I think a lot of us are, not me, because I don't think I can talk about it, but if you ask me to, like, rattle off, like, dates and people and stuff, I'm not a philosopher, but I can, like, explore thought. I just can't, like, say, right now, no philosophers are coming to mind, because I don't fucking know that shit, but, like, Socrates said this, you know, in this paper, in this writing. I'm like, I don't fucking know. I think that's a good idea. I think this is what you should do. I'm more of a thought explanation, like, thought explorer than I am a philosopher. But I think there's a lot of people in the community that would rather be philosophers and, like, we're stray away from violence, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Like,
right. Yeah, I know for us in Colorado, anyway, whenever we get new members added to the group, usually we do, like, a range day. And it's never one-on-one, obviously. Like, it's always, like, the large group of verified people with one new guy. So, like, yeah, we always keep an eye on everyone until we find out this person's, you know, good or what. And so far, everyone that we've had has been super cool and, like, you know, exactly what we're looking for. So, but that's usually kind of how we verify people. And then it also, you can, you know, allegedly start working together in a kind of crew or a small unit kind of stuff.
Right.
Get that chemistry.
The quarantine's really biting me in the ass for this, because I think 3 or 4 of the guys in some of the groups, so I have a couple groups on Instagram, a couple on Snapchat, but some of them are, like, in the medical field, so they're still working. And it just so happens that when I'm around and able to, like, have a range day or go shooting or just hang out and, like, share a beer or something, it always ends up where it's like, oh, I gotta work a shift that that weekend, I can't get off. I'm like, the fuck, Corona, come on. Like, I need a medic bad, and I'm trying to find one, and you're not fucking helping me.
We have one in our group. He's allegedly in the army still, but he's a combat medic, so he's been teaching us all sorts of cool shit, which is super helpful. I mean, obviously they're not, like, surgeons, but it's more information that I'd have than just YouTubing shit. So,
well, yeah, I actually have a guy who's a ER. He works in the ER. I'm not sure exactly what his position is. He's not a surgeon, but he'd be an ER nurse or something, some sort of a
tech or something.
Yeah, some sort of tech. But he's in the ER all the time. But he also, I think, was a medic when he was in the army, I believe. Matt, don't. I also apparently know, like, 30 people named Matt, so that really sucks. But his name is also Matt. So, Matt, don't get mad at me if you weren't in the army. I'm sorry. Whatever. But, yeah, he's like, hey, I'll give you guys a rundown of what I know. And all you have to do is bring your own gear, and we'll actually get some, like, legitimate medical training in. I'm like, that'd be fucking awesome. But now with Rona, can't do that, because he's always fucking working when I'm not, and vice versa. So
feel that.
I think we've got a guy that's an EMT. I think he's an EMT. I know he does something similar. So yeah. In Matt's absence, do you guys want me to pull up another question and keep going? Because we don't know what just happened there.
Yeah.
Okay. I figured this one would be a good question to ask next, since we somewhat mentioned this topic. But Michael Miller 959 asked, what will it take for you to fire the first shot starting the Boogaloo? And do you guys mentally have what it takes to do it if the situation arrives?
That's a good question. I like.
Short answer, no, I don't. I don't think I have what it takes to start it, but I also don't think that unless it's an organized start, it's we're too disorganized.
To fail.
Right, we're too disorganized and too jumbled to where it's going to be a Boogaloo Clyde no matter what kind of a thing. If one person starts it, if it's an organized situation, I think it would catch on, but I also think that it would have to be more than just a local group, you know, that's organized. It would have to be a local group and then a social media information army to spread like what actually happened, the message. But I also then that brings me to the thought of I don't want us to fire the first shot per se in aggression, because that kind of
fucks it from the start, paints us in a bad light.
It does, and then it also kind of goes against what we're about. It's like, we just want to be left alone.
Exactly.
So if you just leave us the fuck alone, that'd be great, and we won't fuck with you. And it kind of brings you back to the Attack of the Buffaloes thing. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so it's like, yeah, if you leave me alone, we'll be fine. Whereas, oh, they fired the first shot. Okay, now I'm going to throw you in the air like you're a 5-year-old kid. So fuck up.
Yeah, see, that's what I wanted to hit on with it. Of like, I don't think that should be that first part of the question. I really don't think should be a question. You know, I don't think that we should ever, you know, be the first one to start it. Now, you know, myself, I'm still very much more of a hearts and minds type of person, where I don't advocate in any form a boog starting, but I can understand those of you guys who do. I kind of see it almost as, in order for anything to be successful now, we would almost have to combine both sides of the civil rights movement, the peaceful, the one that you think of with MLK, and the side with the Black Panther Party, because I think a lot of this movement kind of parallels the Black Panther Party in a way, except for the Black Power part, if that makes sense.
It does. Also, my understanding of the Black Panther Party was it was very, very peaceful for the majority of its history.
Absolutely.
And all they did was they followed the law. They followed cops around to make sure cops weren't harassing black, you know.
Yes. And I think the spread of everything would have to work almost in an Arab Spring type way, if that makes
sense.
Where
it's almost instantaneous.
It's instantaneous, and it's spread. We have the platforms in place, and we need to grow them.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as something like what happened to Duncan happens is when we kind of get together, you know? Like,
right.
The Arab Spring rallied around Bouazizi and Saeed and these people that were seen as martyrs. And we almost have to rally behind people like Duncan Lemp, and that sort of be the thing driving us to act. Because with the Black Panther Party, you're exactly right. It's mostly peaceful. They just really hated the cops.
For good reason.
Yeah, for good reason. And I remember something, I want to say Stokely Carmichael was the one who said this, about the Vietnam War, is that, you know, why do you say you can go and defend your country when you need to defend your own mother here at home? They were kind of agorists in a way, even though they were communists and others. They were like, we're going to take care of our community. We're going to take care of ourselves. We're going to... Black power didn't mean over everyone else. It meant we're putting our lives into our own hands.
Right.
And I think we need something of that sort here, you know?
Right. And it's to... To kind of touch on the next part, I think, of the question, but also what you were saying of you need to rally behind somebody or it needs to be instantaneous, like Arab Spring style. I want to throw everybody back to the wonderful day, rather chilly day of Monday, January 20th, 2020. The Virginia rally.
Yeah.
I was in Vegas at SHOT Show, range day. I was just about glued to my phone the entire time, waiting for a notification of some sort of a violence happening. And yeah. I went to Vegas with my cousin to SHOT Show. And then I had told him already before we got on the plane to go, I was like, if something goes down in Virginia, I'm fucking flying home and like locking down shit there and very possibly going to Virginia. Like, I can't, because it was a very, very knife's edge situation that turned out on the, that day as a whole turned out on a positive note. The legislation did not, but that day turned out on the positive side of overall, you know, it's like nobody got shot. Nobody got arrested.
Nothing bad happened
in that day. Nothing bad happened. Yeah. So I think that's what I'm trying to say, but I was pretty much ready to drop everything, hop on a plane home and grab my shit and drive to Virginia. So,
oh yeah, I think that was all of us. Cause like, I remember, y'all, I'm a little behind. I'm just now applying my permit. I don't own a gun. I'm getting there. I'm working on it. Okay. But I remember my boyfriend and I had a conversation cause we were wanting to go, but we just couldn't get it all worked out logistically. And you know, he didn't want me to go if I was going by myself, and I didn't know if I was going to be comfortable. And anyways, we really wanted to go because Virginia is maybe 10 hours from me, and that's not horrible considering what it would be for some of the rest of y'all. But I remember we had a conversation like a couple nights before, and we were like, well, what do we do if something bad actually happens? Like, you know, how are we going to react? How are we going to get involved? And like, we had a really emotional conversation actually about like, you know, what happens if one of us, like if we actually got in the middle of something, somebody died, like what if, like what happened? And we had like a, it not come to Jesus moment, but I can't think of a better term kind of over that situation.
A light bulb?
I guess.
A light bulb moment of like, oh fuck.
But yeah, damn. Like, I remember that was like the first time I'd ever cried in front of him because I was like, I don't know what is going to happen and we need to figure out what we're going to do, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's something everybody needs to put in perspective of, this is a good question. It's hard to answer because it does make you look very introspectively of,
oh yeah,
what are you willing to do? What would you do? Instead of giving the answer you think you want to say, or you know that you think people want to hear, actually put time into thinking about it and just almost do a thought experiment of what would you do, how would you get there, who would you organize with, and how would it go down, and you going off half-cocked per se won't go very well, I'll be honest.
So. Yeah, or like for me, for example, I always feel a little guilty about it, but, like, I wouldn't be able to help in any way as far as, like, combat would be concerned. Because I got a bum wrist. I'm needing surgery for my wrist, actually. So it's like, I can't shoot. I can't do any of that. But it's like, you can still, if something like that were to happen, you can still help organize or, you know, be a part of the whole behind the scenes type thing. Earlier we were talking about medics, you know.
Also, who, somebody started a threat series. Was it BCR or somebody?
I think it was BCR.
I think it was BCR. They started a thread series on Instagram about non-combat ways you can help the movement, potentially. You know, and it was everything from a welder to the fucking FedEx guy to a stay-at-home mom. It's like, everybody can do something to help. It's not just people pulling triggers. In all reality, all you have to do is look at the modern military-industrial complex. I know it's kind of a bad example, but there's only a very small percentage that actually go out and shoot or have the opportunity to shoot on a regular basis. You know,
Keep going.
A lot of it is support staff, support personnel.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's my opinion on it. It's, you can't get anywhere if everybody, and to a point, I don't remember who said this, but to a point, everybody's a shooter. Everybody's a trigger puller when it comes down to it. You need people who can do all the other shit, too. Like, I don't know, plumbing, house repair.
Yeah.
Truck driving. Like, just all the menial tasks that our everyday needs require now. You need those, too, at some point.
Yeah. I think that leads very nicely to the question that MOF podcast left for us.
Oh, fuck yeah. those are my guys, Phil and Andy,
over there at MOF facts, podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, matter of facts. What did they ask?
They asked how to engage in and win the culture war against those that support totalitarianism and collectivism over individualism.
That's tough, because I know Phil wrote that. Big fucking words. And I mean, it's very possible that Andy wrote that, but Phil likes using those big words to throw me off. So, so I'm going to let somebody else handle this one while I think about it.
Well, I think that I like the way that the question was asked when it said the culture war, because that kind of takes it away from this whole boog thing into more of a, like, I don't know. It takes it to social movement, and I think it's a lot of it, because I took a class on the civil rights movement, and if y'all had a nickel every time I've said that, but I'm just explaining my, like, perspective on that, is that that's usually where my thoughts come from, is that you pretty much, you have to get out there, you build a community, and you make it something solid, and you make it something that's welcoming, that people want to be a part of. Because I know a lot of people don't care about palatability, but I think when it's a social war, you have to be palatable to a certain extent. You have to be something that people want to be involved in for whatever reason, or else nobody's going to want to join you. And then you won't have the numbers to get your message out there at all, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So I think something that's really appealing about all of this is that in our little communities, we have people that will have your back and look out for you, you know? Or like, we've created a little girls group, for example, that, you know, issues that pertain more to women, we can talk about those and get those off of our chest. And, you know, we have the groups by area because there's certain things that affect certain areas more than another. Because, you know, what's the politics of Alabama are going to be totally different from the politics in California, you know?
Right. Right, yeah, we were talking about that earlier. All you have to do is fill out a fucking online form to get a carry permit in Alabama.
I think. I haven't finished it because I haven't decided if I'm going to tell people about my OCD or not.
so far.
You don't tell them anything. You just
Well, yeah. Lie. You can carry in all 50 states if you're not a bitch.
I hate lying. Lying is the one thing I hate most in the world. Actually, arrogance is the one thing I hate most. But lying is the second most thing I hate most in the world.
So, for me, it's me saying that line's a lot easier because I do have a carry permit for Minnesota, and I could just play dumb of, oh, I didn't check. I thought it was good. Whereas, if you just carried without a permit, you could. It's pretty hard for you to play dumb of being
I just don't give a shit about the law.
that would be your almost only argument. You can't be like, oh, I didn't know.
Oklahoma, you really don't need a license to carry.
Right, in your state. But say, so like, I was going to, sorry, Andy, but I was going to go to Michigan on the 30th for a training class, which would require me to drive through Chicago.
Oof.
I would still drive through Chicago, and I'd have a lot more guns than what is probably allowed. I also would have I would have standard capacity magazines that are also not allowed. But guess what? I just don't give a fuck. There's a difference there between that, and I kind of know as long as I don't stop in Chicago or get pulled over, I'll be fine. Whereas carrying a gun in self-defense purposes, it's a little bit different of I'm going to have to use this, and then, hey, the cops are going to show up. Whereas if I'm just driving through Chicago with a couple ARs and 30-round mags, not as big of a deal. But it's knowing your laws and what you can kind of get away with is important. So
for sure.
I don't know. Why'd we get on that topic? Oh, yeah. Different chats kind of set up for different purposes. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, because, like, the Virginia rally, for example, was very timely. It was, these laws were about to pass, and, or they were going to be voted on, or something like that. And they all said, okay, we're going to rally together against this. And that's why, like, rallies in other states, as much as they're a good idea, they're never going to be the same as what happened in Virginia, because of the timing, you know?
Well, also, we did Virginia, and it didn't really fucking do anything.
That too.
Is the shitty part. It's like, all they did was push the vote back, like, what, 6 or 8 months? Or something to next year or something? So it's like, cool. They didn't pass it, but they also didn't not pass it.
Meanwhile, in Alabama, it's now legal that the government's going to chemically castrate pedophiles. They passed it. It passed. Roll tide.
Roll tide.
Matt didn't know who Nick Saban is.
Are they in the right?
I don't think so.
Right, and I was talking to somebody about this, and this is part of the hallmark of the Tackle Buffaloes is we'll get off topic, kind of. But I was talking to somebody about this and how, like, they asked if I, like, they had listened to a couple podcasts, and they were like, so you don't believe in the death penalty at all? And I was like, it's specific, like case specific. Like, I think that the death penalty should be restricted for very certain cases. And then also it has to come down to the victim or the victim's family to make the ultimate decision and then carry out said decision, because then that puts it actually into your fucking hands of, do I really want this person to die?
Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like that. Cause even for me, I'm entirely against the death penalty. I respect that. Cause I remember I was talking to my boyfriend about chemical castration thing. I can't talk. But I was like, you know, I've experienced sexual trauma before. I've been abused by somebody older than me in a relationship, but I don't think that that person should be castrated for it. I don't think they should go to jail for it. But that's me. You know, if somebody else thinks that they want the person who did that to them to suffer in that way, I guess I can understand that. I don't support it, but I don't not.
Right. And I guess kind of what I'm, as far as like what case, and the reason I have that stance is because people will bring up, oh, you don't believe in the death penalty? What about, like, rapists and pedophiles? It's like, well, and murderers. Well, yeah, but A, no offense, AC, but I think there's a huge problem with false accusation of rape in this country. But
no, I agree. Why also, would you say no offense to me? I never said I was raped.
You might be pissed. No. Because, like, usually I'll bring that up in, like, conversations with somebody who's a female, and they'll be like, what? Oh, men are disgusting. It's, well, what the fuck? Okay. It's a self-perpetuating problem, then. Fuck off. Anyway.
It's a problem. People will regret that they did something and then say it's rape.
And that's what my point is, of if they have to actually pull the switch on the lethal injection or flip the switch on the electric chair or pull the trigger on the gun for the firing squad, they'll fucking rethink their decision of, shit. Do I actually want this person dead over my false accusation? Damn. You know, it's fuck. I think what I'm trying to say is getting across, but maybe not.
I got you. I completely, that makes sense.
To kind of go back to the question of how do we have a positive image on the community, or how do we win the culture war of it's, well, don't ask for violence. Don't like, what's the word I'm looking for? Don't encourage violence, you know, and don't, I said this in our dating advice episode, dudes, stop being so fucking creepy whenever a girl shows up, okay? For the most part, we're adults. Let's get over it.
I missed that. Because I have some stories.
It's just like, just stop it. Like, the story you told already, why was that even a fucking thing?
Which, like, story? Why did that even happen?
The one with Reagan.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
It's like, why was that even a thing? Like, this is why there aren't more women in the Liberty community. Because we as a whole, because it's just easier to group us all together, you know, all the guys in the community together, we come off as creepy. Because of guys that make too much fucking noise about it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's part of it. We need to be appealing towards the fence sitters. Mm-hmm. I think at a certain point it's too late. But I don't think we're quite there yet. And sooner or later, people are going to have to pick a side, but I also don't think we're quite there yet.
Yeah. Reputation and presentation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but just let me put in my two cents on that one for a second.
Oh, go ahead. I'm stealing the show by accident.
No, you're fine. I like what you have to say. But my two cents on the men thing. Lordy, y'all have never received a nude from somebody that says, libertarian guys are hot, have you? Because I've gotten one that said, libertarian girls are hot. And then the guy deleted me after he said this. So I'm like, what were you trying to do?
Where were you going with this one, bud?
I know. The amount of people that delete me after they see pictures of Andy on my story.
Oof.
Too many. There was one guy that deleted me after seeing a picture of him on my story who had a wife. So I'm like, what were your intentions?
Where were you going with this?
Yeah. But he ended up being a fascist, and we talked him out. So
nice.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
But y'all have anything to say? Rabbit, November?
I think you guys covered it pretty well.
Sweet. Let me unlock my phone again.
I kind of got lost in that rambling.
Yeah, that's my fault.
Nah, I love it.
So is there any more questions?
There's plenty of more questions.
I was going to say, I'm sure there's
Holy
more.
Holy shit. We're going to have to do a part two.
Well, we don't have to answer them all. We can always wait until later.
We're going to have to do a part two.
How long have we been recording?
Right. Over an hour, I'd say.
Oh. Easy over an hour.
I think... well, no. No, based on this...
Craig, I got a question. From... my boy, Soggy Dog. He's in my Oklahoma Instagram chat. He's how do we go about organizing like-minded people by state, and how can we effectively establish communication networks between these people? So, I mean, go ahead, have at it.
You have to be someone that they can trust.
I would say, how do we go about organizing them would be, this is going to be a fucking cop out of an answer, but kind of what we're already doing. Yeah. LR's doing it. Other, God damn it. There's another Instagram account that was doing it. And it's just, there's other ways of doing it. Like, my cousin shares the same views as me. Oh, we're going to get together and hang out. It's like, that's a very, very small and short and slow way of organizing a group of like-minded people, especially over a broad area like a state. Whereas the way we've done it so far in the groups that we're in, of like, I don't know exact numbers, but I'd say we probably got fucking 40-ish people in the Minnesota chats, probably a little more. And then that's just on Snapchat, and then the Instagram ones are oddly enough different people in some of them. So it's probably 50, 60 people all like-minded, and we talk about stuff. We bitch about our government in the state, and it's from there. It's just, I mean, group chats are awesome on social media, but meeting in person, getting their phone number, using end-to-end encryption apps like Signal work great for that, because then I don't know the science behind it, but it's end-to-end encrypted, so you can't intercept the message and read it like you could with a text message or a phone call, or internet traffic via Instagram or Snapchat. So it's more secure to do it that way if you're really concerned, but for the most part, as long as you're not talking about anything illegal or potentially incriminating, you could just use a normal fucking group chat on your phone.
Yeah. I think ultimately it goes a lot to just trust, because like all of my guys in my Alabama groups have my phone number and have the other reps' phone number. We have all of their numbers. And it's because we have had the integrity in the group to be someone that they trust. I have a list of everyone in the groups, their county, and like which group they're in. And so that way, you know, if I know I'm heading to Montgomery County, I can say, oh, so-and-so is in Montgomery County. You know, you want to grab dinner. And keeping up with people, keeping up with their lives too, and being more than just somebody in this vague political thing, but actually being like, hey, you know, how's this thing going? How's school? How's your wife? How's, you know, that sort of thing. I don't know, basic questions. Knowing things going on in their personal lives, like,
it makes you more personable than just another person on the internet.
Exactly. Being their friend. Like, I joke that I'm the mom of my groups, but that's because I try to check on everybody. I've been losing track of some of the newer folks, but, you know, I've been trying to get to know everyone and keep up with them as if I'm actually their mother, and like this is an actual like family situation, because while these are just random groups of political things, you know, we have something to unite over, to be family.
And then also to take it to the most extreme of, at some point, y'all might like rely on each other to survive, you know. Like I said, to the most extreme, you guys might become like a tribe group within 10 square miles of each other at some point. It's a very, very high possibility.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where having a family-like connection comes in and helps immensely.
Yeah. Because then you can, like, or even on smaller scales, like, something goes wrong with one of my guys, like, they can come stay here, sleep on my couch as long as they need. And I know mm-hmm. if I needed that from one of them, maybe not the guys in high school, but, like, the ones who are out on their own, they would take me in. Like, when all the virus stuff started happening, and since Tuscaloosa is much bigger than a good bit of the state, we were all like, okay, Tuscaloosa is going to be the one shutting down first and cracking down first, besides Jefferson County, where Birmingham is. And I remember Andy's family wasn't sure how they would feel about, like, me staying with them, just because they didn't want anything to kind of look inappropriate or
optics.
Whatever.
Yes.
Yes. it's funny. I stay there all the time, but there's always this, like, they don't know how to feel about it, but they'll offer, so I don't feel too bad, but whatever. But, like, there's another guy in the group who, you know, I've never met, but we're really close friends. And he was like, hey, you know, if you need anything, you can come over here. You can stay with me. You know, I'll talk to my fiance. She should be fine with it. And, you know, that's what you need out of a group like that. You need guys that you need something, and they're there. And you need to be that.
Mm-hmm. And I've actually had, or I've encountered the inverse of that, I guess you could say. Like, I've been in that guy's situation before. Because Matt, that works at the hospital, I asked him, was like, hey, how's it going down in the metropolitan area of my state? One of them. He's like, oh, it's not too bad. Whatever, you know, XYZ. And I told him, I was like, hey, well, if ever gets too crazy and needs somewhere to, you know, need somewhere to go, just let me know. My door's open for you. And just having talked to him enough, I feel comfortable with offering him that. And I mean, it's building that community of people you trust to rely on for anything from asking what his actual medical opinion is on some of the advice we're being given to like actual worst case scenario, you know, situations.
Yeah. Or like the advice. Also, if anybody is listening to this and they're a girl and they want like female community and you're not in the group chat, let me know, like message me on Instagram. But we have like a girls chat because there's not enough of us for us to be split up. But
what's your Instagram handle that they can reach you at?
Oh, shoot. Mother_liberty_.
Sweet.
But like we talk advice all the time. You know, we've had people come in there with issues in relationships or issues in like their personal lives or like college advice, like things like that. And we do a lot of that in the other groups too, but you know.
Right, I bitched you guys about my stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah. Or like y'all were the first people I told when my doctor told me that that I needed to be referred to a surgeon for my hand. That was stressful for me. But y'all were the first people I told.
Right.
And it's being that that makes things where I've forgotten what the actual question was.
I took it off a little bit.
I think we're still on the community and optics one.
Yeah.
That matter of facts asked. I don't know. You're going to favorite.
Oh, are we still on the culture war question?
Yep.
Oh. I thought we had moved on.
Okay, how about this? I'll modify the question. How do you think the meme war plays into the culture war?
Oh, or like, say that. It was the meme based in surgery. Question.
Okay,
but
so
go on.
How does the meme war play into the culture war?
Yeah. Like, what effect do you think it has on it?
It's good and bad. It's positives and negatives. It makes us look crazier than we are. Because at a certain point, you go down a rabbit hole of humor.
Ew.
To where it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And all of a sudden, there's this new level of dark humor that nobody else thinks is funny outside of the community. But this small group of people think is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, it's just, shit, that looks really bad. Ooh, I should not share that with any of my friends outside the group.
Yeah.
And I've done that before where I'm like, I want to share it to somebody, but they won't fucking get it. And they won't think it's funny. And they'll probably ask if I need help.
Yeah. I think, there, like you said, there's good and bad. There's two sides of it. Of, on the one hand, it'll draw people in. Because I think, yep. I want to say Rabbit has said that he kind of started out with, those are funny memes. And then you kind of got brought into it. But then you end up having people like Reagan who just make it about the memes and don't want to actually do anything. And you're like,
and not to, I don't know Reagan well enough to like chirp at him, but from my experience and my interactions with him, a lot of what he does is just about the memes. Yes, he goes out and shoots and practices and trains, but a lot of the interactions I've had with him have been him sending, had been him sending memes to the group chat. So I'm just going to put that out there. So my background of knowing Reagan is he's the meme guy and usually the fucked up meme guy.
Yeah.
Like,
and
where it,
you know, I don't
want
to sit here and attack him because whatever,
that's kind of what I wanted to get at.
But a lot of times the people that are just focused on the memes are only going to be focused on training and things like that because they end up getting in it for the boog thing when that's not what it's about. Or like you have the guy from New York you know,
wait, wasn't
he was trying
one
to literally start the boog.
Right. Wasn't there one and then they changed reps and now it's like that guy all over again, but a different person?
Well, no, they changed reps, but that guy left the original groups a long time ago. And so the new people don't really know him.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So that's still a mess, but whatever.
Anyway.
The memes help, the memes hurt. Okay?
Exactly.
I'm eating supper, so fuck off, everybody that heard me mumble.
It's fine. We have more questions, but do you guys want to save it for a part two?
Probably should, because I'm going to have to peace out here soon anyway.
Yeah, okay. I got to finish paperwork for work, which will keep me up till
5 minutes. I have to go to work, because night shift gang.
Yeah, graveyard baby.
I could start studying because I'm in school and another class starts in a week and I'm still not done with the other class. So
nah, you're fine. You got 6 days before you need to study. It's fine.
Minor details.
I have a final exam Friday, so you need to study for that too.
Okay, study for that. Don't study for the new class.
It's fine. Except it's bogus. Anyways, well, the new class is going to be interesting. It's about conservatism, but actually most of our sources are libertarian stuff, so I'm going to be doing a book report on Hayek, and then another one on Ron Paul.
Nice.
Ron.
Yeah.
We'll edit that to be colorful.
We'll cut all the things.
It'll be an intro.
We're saying that we're all going to leave now, right, guys?
No.
So, but that was just kind of clear there about that. Okay, we'll reach out to some of our other guys and see if we can get that Kyle and Chevy one organized so we can kind of get their story on it. But
yeah, for sure.
So I think that's all I got, answering questions, and now I gotta stare at fucking paper and stuff for the next 2 hours, but fun.
Sick.
That's sick. Disgusting. All right, I guess we need to do an outro.
Mom, do you have Craig control? Because I don't.
Oh yeah, I'm the owner of the
fucking bad.
That's the word.
Oh.
Yeah. You have to let me give you admin privileges.
You might as
so
well
do
since
that.
I edit all this shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me admin.
Where did it go? Here's the thing. I gave Matt an admin and then he put like four different people all in the same color. And
that was a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm not an admin, but I'm green. What the fuck?
Because you're a buffalo.
Oh, because I'm a buffalo. That makes sense. Gotcha.
Yeah. I don't know how November is in this voice channel right now.
I think I have admin, honestly.
I gave you admin because
he might have gotten invited at some point. Yep.
Yeah.
Just give me admin because you love me?
No. I don't trust you with admin, Rabbit.
What do you mean you don't trust me with admin?
Get shit on, Rabbit.
What am I going to do with admin?
You should give me
all the things that Matt has done.
I'm not gonna do anything with Admin. I'm just gonna like have Admin and say I have Admin.
That was fucking funny.
Maybe.
Man, no. It's Corvette to school. He just wants to flex. Come on.
Yeah, I gotta flex
that Admin badge.
I gotta flex at school and tell all the chicks that I'm a Discord admin.
That's how you get girls. Tell them you're an anarchist and you hate cops.
Yep.
Trust me, 10 of 10 works every time.
Well, yeah. Maybe I'll have to fucking throw that into my Tinder.
I'm an anarchist. I hate cops.
Damn anarchist. Fuck 12.
Fuck 12. Man, my 11th birthday, I turned 13 because fuck 12. shit. All right.
AC, I guess we should outro. You can find me on Instagram at mother_liberty. And I think that's all you really need to know. I'm kind of the only girl here, so I don't really have to identify myself.
Just identify yourself, fool.
Okay, you can call me all AC right. Or mom.
AC or mom, yeah. So everybody's big bad. I took this one by the buffalo horns and led it, but.
And I loved it.
I answered a lot of questions. I've had multiple people say, hey, I love when you talk on the podcast more. And I'm like, that's usually when we're talking about dumb shit and not like philosophy or economics, because I'm not fucking smart in that shit, but I try. Yeah, you can find me at BigBad_Sep on Instagram. You could also find me on my other Instagrams if you would be so kind. They are BigBad_Overland, BigBad_Firearms, and Outdoor_AddictionsMN. So Outdoor Addictions Minnesota is me and my buddy's outdoor page. He does a lot of fishing and shit like that, and I do a lot of shooting guns. So
pew pew.
Good stuff. It's good balance, really. Rabbit, you're up.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. It's Rabbit. You can find me on Instagram at micropeenactual.
Isn't it micropeen.actual?
Yeah, it's micropeen.actual. I mean, but how many other people have the name micropeenactual? So, you can also, if you want to add me on Discord, just because I need friends, it's just not Rabbit Actual. It's not Rabbit Actual.
Don't you need your Discord tag, like your number?
You can just DM me for that. I don't give a fuck. It's what o'clock. It's late o'clock. I'm tired.
It's late o'clock.
It's only 10.
Central time.
I'm tired. I've been up for the past couple days.
Man,
been grinding.
5. Grinding. Okay. A.M. Fuck off.
I've been up till 5. No, I've been up. Okay.
So you haven't slept yet in the last couple days. Gotcha. Look at Rabbit. Security. Fuck.
Jesus. All right. I guess it's me then. I love you. So I am November Whiskey. You can find me on, Phil and Connell. You can find me on Instagram at _NovemberWhiskey. I'm also on the Centennial High Points podcast. So go ahead and listen to us. We need more than like 3 listeners. And you can just find us on Instagram there at the Centennial High Points. You can also reach me on there if you want. But that's all I got.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, we have an Instagram. It's at Tactical Buffaloes Podcast.
Yes, our Instagram page is need to be plugged more. But also, another one of our hosts that was here and had to dip out, Matt. He got his main page got sucked on Instagram. And if you really, really, really need to reach out to him, he runs our Tactical Buffaloes Instagram page. So, and then I think his other Instagram is Matty_actual_v2.
Yeah.
Possibly, I think.
That's right.
I might be right, might be wrong. If you really, really, really want to get a hold of him, just fucking DM the podcast page. You'll find him. So, or you can DM one of us and we'll yell at him to find you. But that's it, everybody. This is part one of the Q&A session. We'll hopefully get this up right after on Memorial Day, actually. We'd probably work out just about right. So, yeah, this will probably be up on Memorial Day 2020. And then if everything works, we'll tie it off with another organization and community episode after this one. So. It's been great so far. Thanks, November Whiskey and Rabbit and AC for joining me on this fucking tactical tirade of buffaloes and high points. So
it's been real. I've missed you guys. I've been so busy and so.
Oh shit! Yeah, that's right. How fucking long has it been since you've been on an episode?
It's been a hot second. I want to say,
I'd say more than like a hot minute.
It's been like a month.
It's a jump.
It's been a while.
A hot hour for me.
You're usually here, you just don't say much, which is okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
But the last time we recorded, I'm pretty sure Crab had been in more episodes than you, so at least hopefully you fixed that.
Wait, who? Rabbit or me?
Rabbit.
Crab.
It's probably been right a month.
Kind of eight. Yeah. So
it's been this whole class because I've been busy with it every day, but. I'm going to have Craig leave and then we can talk. if I'm not active on Instagram, I will be whenever my life goes back to normal.
Yep.
A lot's been going on. Okay.
All right. Bye, sounds Craig. Good, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Fuck you, Craig.